Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Leviticus 10:1-2. The wisdom of God prescribes his own worship, to which we must always adhere. These two priests did as they desired and were punished severely. The key point in this episode from the Old Testament is, which he commanded them not. God commands and men must obey. Their worship was not accepted, and their lives were lost because of going beyond what God had commanded. The doctrine of God has boundaries, and we must remain within the boundary. God has a standard that has been set, and we must not go beyond. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. 2 John 9. We must stay within the doctrine of Christ, for he is the appointed spokesman of God. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews 1:1-4. The voice of Christ is an authoritative voice that must be heard by every human ear. God does not tolerate the heart that is not moved by obedience. We must do only what God has said and nothing more. His wrath was poured upon the sons of Aaron because they did what God had not commanded. Nadab and Abihu suffered the fire of his displeasure because of their arrogance. The same will befall us in these last days if we go beyond the ordinance that has been delivered through Christ. God demands that we do as he has spoken. This is the lesson that must be learned by us from this example from so long ago. Many today worship on a day that God has not authorized. Many use an instrument in their worship that God has not authorized. Many have changed the divine plan of salvation that has been given by God. Many wear a name that God has not authorized. There is a danger in doing what he commanded them not. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.